Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is La Semilla Food Center co-founder and director, Aaron Sherritt. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome. And what is La Semilla Food Center?
So La Semilla Food Center is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to create a viable and sustainable food system in the Paso del Norte region. We were founded in 2010, grew out of some community development work that we were doing through some other organizations like the Colonias Development Council and Youth Engagement, and we were building community gardens in a couple of the Colonia communities and really saw the desire and impact that those programs were having and the potential in terms of kind of addressing food access issues while creating opportunities for economic development in the region. So that really gave the impetus for La Semilla going on 6 years ago now.
Well, La Semilla means the seed. And being that this is an agricultural community, and we see that a lot of these farms are dying away. So was that also another reason to start this?
Absolutely. In fact, yeah, you hit on something that for us is very profound. We take a lot of pride in our name, in the metaphor of the seed. We are rooted in the idea that we can create a future that we want to see. And for us, that is tied to kind of this connection between environmental health, between our community health, and our personal health, and the intersection of those. We know that food binds us all together, whether it's family, whether it's our communities, whether we're talking about public health, whether we're talking about drought and water issues in our region and about family farms and the future of farming. We know that now is the opportunity. There is an opportunity to kind of create food systems that feed ourselves, that feed our communities. We see that we've gone far astray from that, become very disconnected from even the idea of what is food, of how it's produced, where it's produced, and what that means for our economies, for the environment, and really for our bodies. And so we, again, going back to the idea of the seed, we started the organization with the idea that, you know, we need to plant these seeds across the region, the idea that we can do better in terms of feeding ourselves, in terms of kind of looking to the future and what we have to offer our kids, our grandkids, and what's going to be here for them to kind of continue to grow and develop and do. And for me, a lot of that centers on food. Without food, we don't live.
And how have you seen the organization grow? But most of all, how have you seen students, the youth that have become involved with your organization, grow and learn?
Sure. Boy, in those 5 years, especially recently, we're seeing kind of the sprouting and the maturing of some of these seeds. We're seeing more and more groups and organizations and individuals starting gardens, learning how to grow their own food, becoming reconnected in that way, really to themselves, to their families, to their traditions, to their identity. And we, especially with our school garden programs, working in the schools, every day we hear stories of seventh graders trying an apple for the first time, of kids going home and encouraging their parents and starting a garden with their parents, and really seeing the miracle of life. And we know that that kind of has a physiological transformation for kids from a young age. When you experience kind of the miracle of life in that way and are able to eat something you've grown yourself, when you've gotten your hands dirty and you see that fruit, that vegetable, that tomato, and are able to pick it right off the vine, we know that those moments are very powerful, both educational moments and development moments. Every day we're seeing more and more interest, which to us is really telling of kind of the growth and understanding of the importance of these issues, and really the need for more work to be done to create kind of viable community food systems.
How do you explain to the youth, to students, when they're first learning about healthy foods, what is a sustainable food system?
That's a very good question. I'm glad that we have an edible education program team that's dedicated to doing that, that can break it down and really help kids understand that with patience and with time. because it is a pretty loaded and heavy concept. For us, this idea of sustainable, we really term kind of good food, and it's the context of thinking about how food is produced in terms of labor issues, so the justice piece of it. For us, the sustainability piece comes in and thinking about the environmental impact of what we're doing and wanting, rather than always taking this view of kind of controlling and degrading the environment and being able to replenish it with more chemical fertilizers or pesticides. Our focus is really at our community farm on rebuilding soil health and on creating kind of a viable ecosystem. And in that way, the farm and our practices look somewhat different because we're trying to confront head-on salinity issues, alkalinity issues in our water, and really looking long-term at what needs to be done to ensure that there is a viable future here in terms of agriculture. So we combine those pieces with taking a holistic approach to our food system, to reconnecting all the dots that have become so distant, I guess have so distanced us from our food sources. And so for us, thinking about that sustainability and that viability means a focus on our local economies, on the environment, and kind of on our communities. So in that vein, that's how we arrive at sustainable.
Your farm is in Anthony and surrounded by other farms. Does that make it easier for teaching about foods, about farming?
I would say it does and it doesn't. To me, it's one of the great ironies. And you look really anywhere in our country for the most part, and you see kind of the same disconnect we have in this region. We live in this fertile agricultural valley, and yet we are so disconnected from understanding how to cook food, from knowing where it came from. I mean, we have incredible pecans. We have incredible onions produced here, of course, our green chili, a fair number of vegetables. And yet, you know, we don't necessarily know where those go. Some of them stay in the local economy. And what we want to see is more of that and a more diversified production. But that also requires some federal level policy changes to make it work. Some of our friends with the Union of Concerned Scientists actually this week launched a Plate of the Union campaign, and it's centered on the idea that there needs to be a concerted effort at the federal level to see kind of transfer of a balance of power. Right now, we see that for every $50 spent on subsidies to corn, to soybeans, to major kind of commodity crops, we see a dollar public investment in fruits and vegetables. And yet, when you try to follow dietary guidelines, they are so heavy on fruits and vegetables. But we aren't subsidizing those. We aren't helping fruits and vegetable production be affordable, either for the farmers or for consumers. We are just mass producing a huge surplus, abundance of commodities. Then we have to find market outlets for. And you see kind of a vast array of non-agricultural goods developed from agricultural goods precisely because of that.
And how do you explain that to children especially? Because you do have culinary art camps, discovery camps where they learn about the soil composition and insects and various things.
So I think for me, again, going back to the idea of planting a seed yourself, there's no better way to teach and to educate than get your hands dirty, plant that seed, and anybody can grow food. You know, grow some of your own food in containers, at your apartment, in your backyard, at your house. There really are possibilities to engage at a very simple level. I think working with kids, that's always a great introduction and a great way to build out any number of both life lessons as well as educational lessons. I mean, it's tied to, like I mentioned before, it's tied to families, to culture, to traditions. The garden is tied to math and science, especially life sciences. I mean, food impacts every aspect of our world. And in that way it's very profound as an educational tool.
And you have a lot of special events as well in order to make people aware of your organization. One coming up, is this also a fundraiser? Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead.
This is an event we are going, I guess it's our third year hosting it, and it is just an absolute fun time. It's a celebration. It's honoring our ancestors, the deceased that have passed on, and really supporting them on their spiritual journey. And it's bringing community together to celebrate, to create a community altar, to decorate calaveras, to just have fun. This year we're doing a potluck and combining that with some dishes that we're making using farm produce directly from the farm. It can't get any more fresh, very healthy. I'm really excited because it's a great time. All our summer production is coming to an end, so a lot of our summer stuff is chilies and eggplants and tomatoes, and we have our fall stuff coming in right now. In fact, this last Friday was our first harvest of greens, of salad greens, and some root vegetables. And so come on out. It's free of charge. Bring a dish to contribute to the potluck. Come enjoy yourself.
So this is going to be on Sunday, November the 1st at La Semilla Community Farm, 350 Our Way in Anthony from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Lots of fun with face painting, calaveras, decorating, papel picado, etc. Music.
Yes, and undoubtedly there will be some dancing too. Free of charge, of course. As a nonprofit, we're always accepting donations, but no obligation. And the location, 350 Our Way Road, is right off Highway 478 and Joy Drive, kind of right between Burino and Anthony.
And do you have a lot of kids looking forward towards that?
Oh, yeah. And in the years since we've started and gotten going, I've really noticed a lot more gardens pop up, and it's been wonderful to see, and just people interested, involved. I mean, you go down to the Las Cruces Farmers Market, the Artovino Farmers Market, the El Paso Downtown Farmers Market, and they're fantastic. I mean, just a number of people, a number of vendors, you know, great food, great produce. Yeah, I couldn't be more excited about where things are headed in this region. And there's always an opportunity to get involved.
Do you also have a food booth put out at any of the vendors' markets?
Yes, in fact, every other week our farm sells at the Las Cruces Market, and the weeks in between we're down at the downtown El Paso Farmers Market.
And what foods do you grow?
So at the farm we grow year-round, and we grow 20 to 30 different types of food throughout the year. We have some perennial production, which is a number of herbs, rosemary, sage, lemon verbena. We have some asparagus growing now, a few fruit trees. And then throughout the summer, we grow a lot of summer produce, tomatoes, eggplant, cucumbers, squash, a lot of melons. I think this summer we probably had five different types of kind of watermelons. And in the winter, we have coming in is a lot of salad greens, some red greens, some green greens. We have our kale coming in, Swiss chard, beets, carrots, a number of root crops. So at any time throughout the year, you can find a bunch of different produce on the farm. In addition to that, we have a couple of beehives, and we actually harvested honey. My colleague Rebecca harvested about 4 gallons, and there's a little bit of honey still left. You can find it at the farmer's market. Goes super fast. This last batch of honey, I don't know what the bees got into, but it is so delicious. It's just dark and rich, and you have never had honey like it. So come out and visit us, learn more about our work, and get engaged. Plant a seed, plant a plant, cook with your family, do something really to learn and to deepen your understanding and to have fun.
And people can find out more information on your website as well.
Yes, in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we will have a new website launch that we've been working for way too long on, but are quite excited because there's a portal just for educators there with a number of curriculum resources, funding resources, ideas for getting gardens started, for integrating cooking in the classroom. And there's also a really nice portal with local and regional food resources. Again, how to start a garden, composting basics, using native plants, foraging, a directory of some great greenhouses in the region. It is a robust website. It's www.lasemillafoodcenter.org.
And thank you so much again for joining me on Puentes, definitely a bridge to the community. Erin Sherratt, co-founder and director of La Semilla Food Center.
Thank you, Emily. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.